Toronto with Anna DeBlantis right here on 720 WGN.
Yes.
All right, here he is. It's after the election, so we can talk to him again.
Yay.
Congressman Adam Kinzinger, the official congressman of the Rokan Show with Anna DeBlantis and non-paid position. This is, all right, we're going to have Bruce Rauner on coming up in just a few minutes, or actually about an hour. And I want to... I want to get your sense after the amount of money that was spent here between these two guys, and neither of them, you know, blew away the crowd here. And when you look at the, you know, the total vote numbers here, total votes, it looks like, you know, a lot of people think it's going to be a Democratic year in a lot of places. How does Bruce Rauner, in your estimation, your humble estimation here, or how do Republicans position themselves in a state as diverse as Illinois to try to win statewide in this year that seems to be such a blue-leaning year?
Well, it's tough. I mean, you know, when you see a primary and you see it on the Democratic side, especially in this race, it was a race to the left. In the Republican primary, it's, you know, in some cases a fight to the right because the voters are the most hardcore. But I think the best thing that Bruce Rauner can do is talk about his record. And I think he can use a lot of help in terms of getting that message out. You know, the reality is he vetoed the tax increase, but the tax increase was overridden against his veto. And, you know, he says, look, when you raise taxes, all you're doing is chasing people out of Illinois. I think talking about the fact that nationally you're seeing the economy come back, but Illinois seems to be somewhat immune from that, and part of that is Springfield. And I think kind of continue with the message of shake up Springfield. You know, one of the things that Jeannie Ives did against him that I think was a little disingenuous was basically say that he's responsible for the tax increase and everything else, when in reality he did everything he could to fight it. So I think it's bringing Republicans back home. Republicans, you know, kind of, okay, fine, you didn't support Bruce Rauner, but he's the candidate now, let's all move forward. So it's reuniting the base, and then I think talking about what you've been able to stop and also what your goal is over the next 4 years. But there's no doubt we Republicans in general, because we have unified control nationally, we're going to be facing some headwinds for sure.
What do you make then of the Congressman Lipinski race in the 3rd Congressional District, just barely fighting off a more progressive rival there? It seems as if that one was being looked at nationally to see if there was anything people could glean in terms of the way things are moving. What do you see there?
Yeah, so the question is, you know, is there room for a pro-life Democrat in the Democratic Party? And, you know, I guess there is now, but that was a close race. And I think, you know, if you're a pro-life Democrat and the life issue is one of your top issues, you start wondering, is this really the party for me? And so, you know, to see that, I can tell you it was what I predicted a few years ago, which is, you know, Democrats were gleeful when Republicans, we had this kind of Tea Party insurgency in 2012 where it was like a lot of civil war within the Republican Party. That's where they're at right now. They're in this battle, you know, when you lose control of government, which they did, which is what we did, you know, back in 2010, 2012. Now it's a battle where you have people in your party that say, well, the reason we lost is because we're not liberal enough. In our case, it was people saying we're not conservative enough. And so the Democrats really, you know, they have an opportunity to make some gains, and they also have an opportunity to really blow it here by putting people that are way out of the mainstream of America. And I frankly think that's kind of the way they're tracking right now.
Well, and also, you know, it's funny because this came down to this idea of, you know, Catholics on the southwest side of Chicago, you know, and is there a place for Catholic Democrats, you know, and if Democrats play themselves into a corner here, and you know, not every Catholic is, you know, personally going to vote a single issue voter when it comes to abortion, but you know, it is there are doctrinally a lot of doctrinal Catholics are very, very, very opposed to the notion, right? And so it is it forces their hand in a way, and that becomes a that's a wedge within the wedge that I think as we start to look at these things, and obviously we're doing it here with you know, the Cambridge Analytica situation and Facebook and all the rest of it. If you're trying to wedge people and trying to get into their Facebook account and get them all amped up about something, it's certainly effective. You know, Dan Lipinski, here's the one thing about Dan Lipinski. I mean, we had both of them on. Dan Lipinski is, you know, he's not really a for a guy who was in public office, he's not really a public guy. He's not, right. He doesn't go seek the camera. No. He doesn't. He's a guy that goes back to his district office, sits in there, and waits for people to come in with problems. And he's known as a problem solver. That mm-hmm. you need something done. I've talked to a lot of people down there in his district, and they're like. Of late, a lot of people are like, yeah, I don't know much about the guy, but I know that if we need something, you know, he's responsive to us. And, because you got a lot of veterans down there, and veterans get screwed up in the VA, and they will, as you know, Congressman, this happens in your office all the time. My dad happens to live in your district now, and, he's an elderly veteran, and, these guys call on you.
They do.
For circumstances mm-hmm. like that. He hasn't, but his buddies have. And that's a tough... that's a tough part of life, and these people want to feel like they got somebody who's got some juice in Washington, and I think that's the core that brought back Lipinski. But I'll tell you this, the biggest total shocker of the night is the issue of the Cook County assessor, because that guy Joe Berrios been in county politics, Democratic politics, in this area, almost my entire adult life.
Sure.
And probably more than my adult life. Almost my whole life. He is the chairman of the Cook County Democratic Party, and he loses. And doesn't just lose, he gets slaughtered.
His butt handed to him.
Yeah. And so you start to wonder about whether these things are falling apart. I want to ask you about Cambridge Analytica here, too, because this is an important thing. We can talk about them specifically, or just the more general issue here of this Facebook mining, data mining, the kinds of things that when a politician goes up on television with a crazy ad, you go, oh, I get it. It's a political ad. We've gotten used to it now.
Mm-hmm.
We still can fall for it, but we've gotten used to knowing what it is. It's not they're coming to us and claiming something.
Yeah.
With Facebook and the way that Cambridge Analytica did this, and the way that they were shaving things and dropping stuff into the environment by using activists, and so it's coming not from a television station, but from a friend of a friend sent you something. Hey, my buddy just sent me this. Look at this.
Right.
It must be true. It's a whole new way of spreading dirty tricks.
Yeah.
Should he go before Congress, do you think? Because that's what's happening here. He just issued a statement as that threat was nearing. Zuckerberg did, I should say.
Yeah, I think this is a big issue that we in Congress, we've been trying to grapple with this for a while, which is the issue of privacy. What is the role of privacy when it comes to new media? I mean, 99% of us, when you click on agree, for the terms and conditions, you don't read the fact that it says basically they can mine data and use it for advertising purposes. If you search for a Ford Fusion on Google, then all of a sudden, now on Facebook and everywhere on Google, Ford Fusion ads pop up.
Yeah, but even after you delete your accounts, these ads were still following you. If you didn't opt in, you're just being a friend of someone who did became reason for your data and psychographics to be mined. It's not exactly like you're agreeing to this. It seems people are caught off guard by this.
Yeah, and this is why I think it's such a big and new area that we've got to. I think we should have hearings. We have had them in the past, but now that this is kind of really on the front, have hearings and kind of figure out what is the role. If you are using a free service like Facebook, which doesn't cost anything, obviously Facebook has to make money, or Twitter has to make money, or whatever. What is that role? I don't have the answers to that. I think that's in essence a community conversation that the country needs to determine. But yeah, I mean, and this is the issue we had with the Russians with the idea of fake news, actual real fake news, is people would log on and, it would say Hillary, one of them was, Hillary steals billions from the State Department. And people, I still talk to people, I ask them, hey, did you hear that Hillary stole billions of dollars from the State Department? And occasionally a lot of people say, yeah, I heard that. Well, it wasn't true. It was a fake Russian story. Mm-hmm. And they do the same thing about politicians all over.
Right.
There's got to be a point where truth matters on this stuff, because otherwise, if you log on, even if you don't read the story, you see the headlines, even if you don't consciously realize you saw the headline, that makes an impact to you. And I think, truth has to matter here, because otherwise, without truth, without kind of like a set of shared principles that we have as left and right as Americans, the whole experiment falls apart.
Congressman, I can't let you go without just sharing this breaking news right now. ABC News is reporting that Andrew McCabe was investigating Jeff Sessions
And then Jeff Sessions let him go?
On perjury issues.
Interesting.
Before he was let go.
Yeah, I saw the headline on that. I didn't read the story, so I don't know enough. But
yeah, I know. It's hey, are you in D.C. right now?
I am. Yeah.
Run!
Before the government shuts down.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because that's coming too. Maybe.
Snowmageddon, the government shutting down. No, I think we'll make it through. We'll get this omnibus done. But yeah, it's always fun. It's always a crisis.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Well, congratulations on your.
Thank you.
Were you even opposed last night? I can't remember.
I was, yeah.
You are, yes.
Okay. It was pretty much a landslide.
Hey, what are the Republicans? Very quickly, I know. I'm sorry but I wanted to get you on this. What you know, against Lipinski now in the 3rd congressional district, the Republican who's running is an avowed Nazi.
Yeah.
Don't the Republicans have to put somebody in there? Don't they have to do something or maybe run a Republican who's an independent there?
Well, that would be good. We can't put anybody else in there because this is the only guy that filed. There is no party mechanism to remove somebody that filed legally, and he did. And so, you know, we've disavowed him. And I mean, anybody that tries to say he's representative of the Republican Party, that's ridiculous because, you know, you could have anybody file as a Republican or a Democrat as long as they get petition signatures. And but there is no doubt that we absolutely disavow this guy.
Okay. Wow. That's a crazy thing.
It is.
That's not gonna,
yeah,
it's unfortunate.
Sad.
It's not going to go
sad.
Well. When Jake Tapper's walking around with the guy, that, this is
and
not going to go
this is
well.
The Republican running
yeah,
in the third
exactly.
district.
Look, he does not
he's
represent
your guy.
Party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Congressman. Appreciate it. As always, there he goes.
Guys.
Adam Kinzinger right now. Judy Pilak, what's coming up at the top of the hour in the WGN newsroom?